former Crimson Tide great, Mr. Bobby Humphrey. Bobby, how you doing, brother?
Man, doing fine. How about yourself? How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great. You know, we had you on a regular basis there throughout the football season on Houston and Huber, and I'm not used to catching up with you this late in the evening. Usually it's when the birds are chirping in the morning.
Well, I guess you're early bird and you're late nighter, huh?
he's starting to hang out. Bobby, he's starting to hang out with me.
I'm an all-timer, Bobby. I mean, I'm just always ready to roll.
I hear you, brother.
Appreciate you joining us this evening. Bobby, you know, you're in a unique position to be able to have a son that's so highly coveted throughout the country, and I'm sure that he could write a book of how he's been recruited and the things that he's seen. But from a parent perspective, it's got to be interesting to watch.
But you know, it's kind of like you've been through it as a player, and you know, my oldest son, my Dreekas, went through it 2 years back. So it's kind of like you know, we kind of got some experience in what to expect and how to handle it. So for my wife and I, it's been fairly easy, you know, because it seemed like we've had like a course of recruiting 101 already. So we just doing it with our second child. You know, the thing about it, I enjoy it because I get a chance to sit back and kind of visit and listen and you know, things that I didn't really pay much attention to when I was being recruited when I was, you know, 17, 18 years old. But from a parent perspective, you look at things a little bit different on you know, my wife and I, in terms of what kind of things the school is going to provide with for him, you know, education-wise, what kind of support team he's going to have, you know, and all that kind of stuff, which is very, very important to she and I. So, you know, those are the different perspective things. And everybody, all businesses are just about the same. I should use myself by this one. I gained about 10, 15 pounds throughout the season.
Hey,
but, you know, I'm never turning down anything, man. It's time to eat, I eat, man.
We're joined by Bobby Humphrey tonight, former Alabama great running back, and also father to Marlon Humphrey, five-star cornerback out of Hoover High School. Bobby, we've obviously known each other for a long time now, going through Modricus's recruiting process and now through Marlon's. And you know, I'll never forget sitting with you at the at Marlon's first high school football game when he was playing against South Panola, and I guess that was his coming out party, so to speak. You know, what have you seen, I guess, from Modricus's recruitment to now Marlon's recruitment that may have been, you know, sort of the biggest differences?
Well, I tell you that the biggest difference is you know, Andrew, you know, when we sat down, I guess it's been 3 years ago, you know, Marlon's first game as a sophomore kind of put him on the radar, you know, pretty quick. And it was just, you know, I guess I could say in your business, I guess you were just fortunate enough just to be there to be able to see that happen and unfold. So you were kind of one of the first ones who kind of got a visual view of what caliber player that he could possibly turn out to be. You know, and the difference in that is that Modricus did not even play football his sophomore year. So, you know, he started being recruited pretty late in the game and just did not, you know, end up being as highly recruited. He was just a three-star, where Marlon, you know, jumped off the charts fairly quickly. So I think we got the same amount of letters, but we started to get a lot more attention early for Marlon. So this has been a 3-year process, which is getting down to the point to where it gets a little tiresome because it's been going for so long. But for my wife and I, it's almost been a 5-year process because you had 2 years with Modricus and then 3 years with Marlon, and it kind of tend to get a little bit overwhelming because it started to get a little tired.
Visiting with Bobby Humphrey. Bobby, you told me a while back, you said, you know, we're going to let Marlon enjoy his recruiting process. We're going to let him go on his visits. We're going to let him make his own decisions and just have fun with it. But then there's going to be a point where we're going to finally sit down and talk to him and try to map out which schools he should consider, why he should consider these schools. Has that point come yet, or are y'all still letting him just enjoy these trips? I know, you know, obviously he has his favorites. He has his official visits lined up. He took that visit down to Florida State this weekend. He's taking the visit to Alabama, Mississippi State next week, and then that final trip to UCLA. But have y'all really sat down yet and discussed anything, or are y'all waiting for a few more weeks for that?
We really haven't. So we hadn't really sat down and discussed anything yet. We'll kind of wait till the final week, and then we will make a decision then.
Visiting with Bobby Humphrey. Bobby, now, you know, I've known you for a while as well, and it's got to be interesting. You get these guys that come in and recruiting, and you know, these coaches, they can be funny to be around, but they get out any film from some of your playing days, or did you play against some of the guys that are out there coaching? Because I would imagine, you know, the football circle, it runs pretty tight.
Well, you know, you know some of them I played against, and some I knew about, and some knew about me, and some I watched playing after I played. And just to throw out a few names, you know, I followed the Shea Townsend pretty closely because he wore the number 26 when I left there. And he played in the NFL for a number of years. And also, you know, you got guys like Jeremy Pruitt, who played at Alabama, that's coaching then, and Jimbo, who coached here in Birmingham. And I kind of knew him from back in the day. So, yeah, some of the guys, you know, some of the guys I played against, you know, like Coach Gardner and over at Auburn, who we had some pretty good battles back in the Iron Bowl when it was the true Iron Bowl, when it was played, you know, on a neutral field there at Legion Field. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, the thing about recruiting, I would say, for me as a father, has been being able to kind of touch base back with guys that I knew way back and that knew me and that I followed. So it's pretty interesting how the football circle, you know, how it works. You know, guys that usually play are some of the guys that you typically usually end up being coaches and that you follow and that you know about. And you really, really know each other. And even if you didn't, you know, you really don't know each other, but you know each other just from the fact that you followed each other. So that's pretty interesting how that fraternity works, and it's good. You know, I've had a good time in meeting and sitting down and talking with guys and reminiscing about, you know the past, you know what happened with the NFL. I can remember this weekend when we were down in Tallahassee, you know, when the guys who played on the 49ers team said, "Yeah, man, I can remember when we played the Denver Broncos, man. You know, back in the day in Super Bowl 24, man, we just beat them bad, 52-10. I said, "Yeah, I played on that team now. Hold on."
Got to do their homework, Bobby. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
So then we started catching up. But all those things, you know, you start talking about it, and guys realize, you know, I start realizing, you know, you know, I'm not far removed, although I've been from the game for a long time. But, you know, guys still remember those things back in the early days, back in the days when I was playing ball. So that's been the neat thing about it.
Visiting here with Bobby Humphrey. Bobby, you know, a lot of people don't realize what Marlin's schedule is like. I mean, for the last 3 years, it's been Hoover football, Hoover football, Hoover football, and in between, track, track, track. And he just goes – he goes all over the place. I mean, not only all over the country, but it seems like all over the world too. And you know, during these, I guess these last few months after the Class 6A state championship game at Hoover, when he got a chance to go and play in the Alabama Mississippi All-Star game, and then down in the Under Armour game, and even looking back at the Rivals 5-Star Challenge during the summer when he came up to Chicago, you know, just I guess looking at it from a parent's perspective, you know, how much did you like seeing him be able to go to these events and have fun and kind of just be laid back as a, you know, just as a regular person rather than, you know, always having to, you know, bring his A game and always having to compete and be the absolute best every time he steps on the field or on the track?
Well, you know, I told Marlon, you know, after the state championship game and we went through when his track started, I told him this is going to be one of the best summers of his life. Because of all of the things he had on his calendar, you know, with running in the New Balance and running the faster times, the 400-meter hurdles, and then going over and competing for a spot on the USA World Youth Teams in Illinois, in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm sorry, and then flying over to the Ukraine. Well, I think before he did that, he went up to Chicago and was able to go to Soldier Field, which was a treat for him. He wanted to try to fit the Nike combine up in, Oregon. I think that's where that was last summer. You might be able to correct me on that, Andrew, if I'm incorrect on that. But he wasn't able to do that because of the track. And I think his greatest experience was being able to go on over into Ukraine and spending, you know, 12 days over there competing against athletes all over the world, which was very, very fun for him. So as a, you know, they didn't have all these things when we came along, but he has had a tremendous summer. So my wife and I, we've just enjoyed the fact that he's been able to go. And most importantly, he's been, mature enough to handle himself with getting on flights, you know, and knowing how to use his passport and all the different things that I didn't get a passport till I was like 25.
Yeah, 26. I don't even have one, Bobby.
Yeah. So and I didn't get one. The only reason I got one is because we had played a game back in the day, when we went over to Japan and we played our Seattle Seahawks in an exhibition game, a preseason game, and you know, that's my third year in the league. So I was already in the NFL. I was professional. Here it is, you know, you got, you know, 16 years. And Marlon was 16 when he was doing all this travel. So it's been fun to watch. But, you know, it's been exciting for Barbara and I to be able to see him, you know, mature and develop and knowing that we were confident in him being able to take trips like this and be able to, you know, behave and do the right things and continue to do the things that we've tried to teach, you know, our kids at an early age, our children at an early age. And that's been the most exciting thing about it, is being able to watch him and see him do it and to be able to succeed in it. You know, he didn't win in the world, but he finished second and he PR'd, he ran his personal best. So, but it was a good experience for him.
Well, Bob, before we let you go, it's, awesome to see his talent being able to, like you said, open up doors here nationally and internationally, and it's taken him a lot of places, and it's going to continue to do so, and we wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. Before I let you go, though, got to ask you the most important question that you'll probably be faced with in the oncoming weeks. I know that Miss Humphrey was a track star at UAB. I know that you're well-documented quick, and like you said, Marlon's been all over the world running. Who's the fastest Humphrey in the family? Who's the quickest?
the fastest Humphrey in the family?
That's the most important question. That's what everybody is dying to know. Who is the fastest Humphrey?
We're about to break the news.
Because I got money on Mom. I seen Mom.
You got money on Mom?
I've seen Mom, and she looks like she can still get after it.
Mom is pretty fast, but you got to realize now, I caught Mom. She's married to me, so...
There we go.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
So there you go right there.
Oh, there you go. Bobby Van Kemp, thank you enough for joining us. And, you know, as it draws closer, you guys just enjoy the process. And wherever he goes, we definitely wish you and the Humphrey family the best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me on, man. And I look forward to, you know, finishing up the process. But more importantly, I look forward for a bright future for not just Marlon, but for all the five Humphreys that we've been able to enjoy the blessings of God and what he has given us. You know, God bless you guys, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Thanks, brother. That's Bobby Humphrey, former Crimson Tide great, father to one of the most highly sought-after recruits in the country, Marlon Humphrey.